Number here at the program, if you care to call this evening, 9. Yeah. Let's see what that gets you.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please try your call again?
No!
We're sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please try your call again?
No!
Quest local, national, and 800 directory assistance searching by telephone number or name. Quest now offers long distance.
For what city?
I'm going by telephone number.
For what state?
Well, I'm going by the number, really, more than locale.
For what listing?
I said I'm going by the telephone number. Are you daft?
One moment, Dana will be right with you. Excuse me, sir, you were talking to a computer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
I feel ridiculous.
What's the area code that you have?
I just have the number 9 at this point. Are we able to roll with that at all?
Actually, to do a reverse DNA number, we'd actually have to have 10 digits. You have to have the area code and the number.
Well, I've got a partial, and could that get me at least a vicinity?
What's the area code?
Well, 9.
It begins with a 9?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Does that put me in at least a neighborhood?
Nope, because there's area codes that begin with 9 probably in half of the states.
I just got to ask a question here. I'm not still speaking to a computer, am I?
No, this
okay,
is a person.
Scared me. I never know. I just have the one digit. But there's no question that's a 9. What can that get me at this point? What can I...
It can actually probably get you nothing, just with one number.
Well, isn't it a narrowing down process? As you dial each digit, it narrows down until the last digit gets you into a home?
No.
Oh.
Because there could be a number in California that could be the same number in Maine, but just one number, like a different area code, could, differentiate from what state you're even calling.
Oh, that explains it, because I've been trying for about 4 days just with this one digit to get a hold of this guy, and I've been striking out, and I thought finally maybe I could call you guys and find out what's going on.
Yeah. You don't know if the 9 is the area code or the prefix to the number?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's part of this number. I mean, it's in there somewhere, and it's a solid 9. I even asked my wife, is that a 9 or is that a 6? She said, that's a 9.
Can I ask where you got the number?
Yeah, from my pal Marty. He runs a bar in downtown Minneapolis.
And he just gave you a number? Is it to a different business?
He told me to call this number, and I know there probably are some other digits, but... The one thing that keeps just coming through loud and clear is that 9.
Huh.
And that is definitely a 9. And I figured, let's see where I can go with that. And maybe through some other work, I can narrow it down. But generally, numbers are about, what, you say, 7, 8, 9, 10 digits in there?
The average number is 7 digits, but you have to put in the area.
Now, when you say the average is 7, that means there are some 5-digit numbers?
No. I mean, it goes up from 7.
Oh, so 7's the low end.
Yeah.
So we don't actually have in this country at this point any single-digit numbers.
Right.
All right, so I'm out of luck there. I thought at least I'd be able to hear, oh, nine. That'll put you in San Diego.
Nope, we have to have at least seven digits to even start anywhere.
Oh, wow, all seven of them.
Yep.
All right. All right, well, boy, I sure appreciate your help. If I get a second digit later on tonight, is it worth checking back, or are you telling me six more is going to be mandatory?
It would be mandatory to have all seven.
Wow.
Yep.
It's interesting because that's a lot, and I suppose guessing is out of the question. I was thinking of throwing out some guesses, but there's a lot of chance of screwing up there.
Yeah, even with guesses, too, though. If it's in the state of Minnesota, I mean, I think six or seven different area codes, even just in the state of Minnesota, that you'd actually have to know, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, this would have been before you were born, actually way, way back, you could get by with a digit, but this would have been just after Alexander Graham Bell invented the phone.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.